3rd of the 11th, 14. My dear Mammy, you will know from the papers that the fighting has been pretty heavy during the last few days. We seem to be doing quite well. At any rate, the enemy has not made any progress, and he has been trying very hard. We have had no news for some days, but there is a rumour of a Russian success. We hope this is so. The casualties have been very heavy here, and we are full of work. I'm very fit and will write more tomorrow. Best love and hoping you are all well. Your affectionate son, A.M. Leek. 9th of the 11th, 14. My dear Mammy, here we are still at it. The position, as the papers say, remains the same. The Germans seem to try very hard to do something, but our people knock them every time. Their infantry is no good, and fights cannot be won by artillery alone. There was one amusing incident here the other morning. The Highland Light Infantry were attacked at dawn, very foggy morning, and they suddenly found the Germans standing in front of their trenches, demanding them to surrender. The HLI proceeded to polish off the lot. Every German was, I believe, accounted for, either killed or taken prisoner. This is the usual way the German attack is carried out. They completely fail at the last moment. Our infantry are magnificent. If this was war carried out without machinery, we should have played with the German as we liked. It is his infernal big guns which save him. You must have seen by the papers that Kaiser Bill had settled to be in Ypres at the end of last month. As he can't get there, he is knocking the place to pieces. It is now a terrible wreck after the week's shelling which it has had. This is nothing but wanton mischief and must be done out of pure malice and spite. I see a letter from Horsley in the Times about the medical organisation. I know nothing about the work at the base, but this great difficulty they seem to have had has been caused by the constant change of base. Our arrangements up to here leave plenty of room for improvement, and the organisation is out of date in many ways. Of course, the RAMC are very prejudiced and hate the civilians, and have probably tried to keep out the big surgeons from home.